Hello and welcome to the Burnout Proof Your Biz podcast. On today's episode, I am talking with my friend Tanya. She is a mindset coach that works with ambitious female athletes and entrepreneurs to create a mindset for success by overcoming fears and reprogramming limiting beliefs. And let me tell you, today she is sharing all the goodness about how to overcome these limiting beliefs and where to start when you're just exploring your fears. So, let's dive in. Today's episode is brought to you by Strategy Sessions. Did you guys know that I do 1 hour strategy sessions or tutorial sessions, whichever you need, to help you figure out something in your business? Whether that is figuring out how to use Dubsado or how to use Asana, or you want some help figuring out some workflows, or you just want to double check and get some feedback on something that you think is good, but you just need that extra reassurance that yes, what you're doing, you are on the right track. Go ahead and sign up for a strategy session. These are no contract sessions. It's 1 hour of time with me, and then you get a week of support afterward. These are on special this month. The price is going up in January. So if you want to get in at the introductory rate, click the link in the show notes so that you can sign up at the introductory rate before the price goes up. You just have to book your appointment this month. It can be scheduled on another day, but it needs to be booked and paid for in December to get that introductory price. You can head on over to the show notes to do that, or you can head to chelseabfoster.com/strategy session. Welcome to the Burnout Proof Your Biz podcast, where we explore how you can give yourself permission to run your business and live your dream life on your own terms. You started your business to have more freedom. Let's help you find it. I'm your host, Chelsea B. Foster. Let's dive into today's topic. Okay, so I am here with Tanya. Tanya, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for my listeners to hear all of the goodness that you have, because seriously, guys, she's amazing. She is going to change your life today on this podcast. So before we dive in, go ahead and share with us just a little bit about you, who you are, and what your business is.
Absolutely. So as Chelsea mentioned, I'm Tanya and I'm a mindset coach, and I just really focus in on helping women, whether it's athletes or entrepreneurs, just overcome the fear and the self-doubt and the limiting beliefs and the stories we tell ourselves as to why it's not possible, and take back our control and become more confident and take bigger action in our lives. So I focus a lot on mindset and just helping you create more of a successful mindset so that it fuels you to dream bigger, do better, and achieve more.
Oh my gosh, I love that so, so much. And if you are listening and you are feeling stressed out, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're wondering, is this entrepreneur lifestyle for me? You need to listen to the rest of this episode, because we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about getting over that fear and figuring out how to move forward. So, how did you get to be a mindset coach?
It's been quite a journey, to be honest. So I actually started out as a business coach because my background was in marketing, and I loved the online strategy and helping women just get started. And then I did that for about a year, maybe a year and a half, and it was really fulfilling. However, I just noticed that, like, basically every single client of mine was struggling more so with the mindset piece of, like, the confidence, getting out of your own way, comparison, judgment, like all these things. And instead of just taking action and putting these pieces to kind of like bring it to life, it was like they're getting caught up more so in the fears around themselves. And so I started studying that a little bit more, just of like online courses and watching more videos and reading more books on kind of like the psychology of it all. And I also just, it's so funny how everything kind of comes into play and like it works out. But I was all of a sudden being known as like the mindset queen online. So I'd partnered up with three other amazing coaches. They all kind of had their own specialty, whether it was in relationship building, social media, and I was business coaching, but somehow I became the mindset coach in this group, and I was just like, I'm going to roll with it. And so that was funny.
I love how that works out. Right? Like, it just happens.
It just happens. I was like, okay, sure. Yeah, that works. And then I actually partnered up with two other separate occasion to do a retreat locally. And so I partnered up with a yogi slash nutritionist and then a business coach as well. And again, somehow it came up again of the mindset. And I think it's because I just love going beyond the surface level. I just feel like we're so surface level kind of in society, or at least like mid-20s. A lot of conversation is just, it lacks like the depth, I think, a lot of the time. And so I feel like I just naturally am curious. And so I push people a little bit more to explore like the deeper fears or the deeper reasoning behind it. And so I think that's how it kind of came about. And so after the retreat, again, the two girls that I did it with were like, mindset, you need to pursue this more. You need to market yourself more in this. Like, that is your gift. And so that was like the final kind of trigger for me. I was like, okay, this is kind of scary because I've been, again, all these labels, but like I labeled myself as a business coach. I had marketed myself as a business coach. That was my brand. And so to kind of break away from that and be known as a mindset coach felt a little bit scary in terms of creating new programs and getting more clear on my ideal client and all that stuff all over again. But it's been so worth it. And you kind of just know, it's like, how many signs can the universe send you before you answer it, right? So
exactly.
That's kind of how that came to life. And now I've been doing it for just over a year now, focusing solely on mindset, but I'm still working with entrepreneurs. And so we do still discuss like some business, but it's more so with a mindset focus.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much. And I feel like that's something that we all need. Like, we all have fears. We all have little blocks that get in our way and hold us back and limit us. And I feel like until we're able to recognize that and call those things out and actually work on them, they're not going to get any better and they're not going to go away. Like, you can't just sweep it under the rug and expect it to go away. Like, those crumbs, they grow.
So true. They come back later on and then you just have to face them again. So it's
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I love that you like to ask some difficult questions. And I think if you are an entrepreneur, you have to be asking those questions of yourself. You're not going to make it if you're just like asking yourself surface level questions, not digging deep. You're going to hit those blocks and you're going to like completely fall apart. And that's not healthy for you, not healthy for anyone in your life. So definitely like working on your mindset should be priority number one. You mentioned some books that you read. Are there any that you would recommend if someone's like, I kind of want to get into this mindset stuff? Any that you would say, start with this one or start with that one?
Yeah. So, I mean, my gosh, I've read so many at this point, but my favorite author is Jen Sincero. And I actually I like audiobooks, but I have.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Another audiobook.
I have it in both forms, but honestly, I started with the audio and I was like, wow, this is so easy to listen to. Like, I find a lot of the business books and mindset books, like they're all kind of similar, are a bit dry. And I find it kind of like, I'll read a few chapters and I'll get what I need. And then I find it moving on. Whereas with Jen Sincero, so she has one, something about
you are a badass.
You are a badass.
Yeah, you are a badass. And then you are a badass at making money.
Yes. And I love the money one. The money one, I think absolutely every person needs to read. But yeah, they're both so good. So I would say start with those two. But there's a few other ones. I love Tony Robbins. He has a book as well. Again, I'm so bad because these were some of the ones I read in the beginning. But it's like The Giant Within or something like that.
Yeah, but I can't remember the title. I'll link it for you guys in the show notes.
Yeah, and then there is a book called The Big Leap, which is really helpful in the beginning as well.
That is one of my favorite books ever.
Right? Like, those are books that you can go back and read quite a few times, and I feel like you get something new out of it every single time.
Oh my gosh. You guys have heard me talk about The Big Leap on this podcast before, and if you are in my Empowered Boss Lab, I throw that book at them all the time. I'm like, you have a problem? Let's read The Big Leap. And
I love that I just brought that up again for you then. It's like, Okay, this book is obviously good.
It's so good. I have so many things highlighted, and I like, this is one of the reasons that I actually buy books, physical books for a business, is so I can highlight them. And when I do feel like I need them, I'll pull them off the shelf and just like open a random page, and whatever is highlighted, that's what I read. And it's always exactly what I needed to hear and read that day.
So true. And I think also it's knowing what, and sometimes I just go to the library, or not even like the library I have in the beginning, but even if you go to like Indigo or Chapters or whatever bookstore, and like intuitively kind of picking one out, like if you look up some personal development books, maybe it's around money, whether it's around like automating your business, because there's the 4-hour work week, which is good too. It just depends on what your focus is. So whether you want something more about the law of attraction, whether you want something to do with mindset, but intuitively I have found that sometimes I'll go and I will like be led to kind of picking up like a book in that section, and it's like exactly what I needed. So those are my favorites, but yeah, maybe go with a couple different. There's like Girl Wash Your Face is big right now. I haven't read that one yet, but I've heard really good things.
Yeah, I haven't read it either. I read the introduction and it was really good. It was enough that I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take this.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like read the intros and see if you're vibing with it or not, because everyone's so different. But I will say, I don't think I've heard one person not love Jen Sincero's books. So yep. Those are my like start there book, but then there's so many other good ones.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The You Are a Badass at Making Money. Literally the first page, I like put a giant post-it that was like, had a whole bunch of notes about a memory that came up from when I was a kid that literally has been defining my money story on page one, guys. Page one of this book.
So powerful.
Yeah. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I will link all of those books for you guys in the show notes so you can check them out and see if they would be a good fit for you. And if you're interested, you can check them out yourself. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's start talking about fear, because this is the single most thing or biggest thing that is holding us back in our businesses. And there's so many fears. Where do we start when we're trying to uncover what we're actually afraid of?
Oh, such a good question. So I think, again, it comes down to just being more self-aware and like being more in tune with yourself. And I think that we move through life in just like the world so fast, we're very rarely connecting to our own thoughts and our own self. But if I were to, you know, want to launch a business, I think if I just really dove deep and asked myself, don't even have to really dive that deep, but like get out a pen and paper or think to yourself, like, what am I seriously so afraid of? And guaranteed, the first couple things that come to your mind are the things that you need to cross off first. And just, again, like I would reprogram them. So for instance, say you have this health coaching business that you have had on your heart for so long and you just haven't done it. So there's obviously some sort of fear that is stopping you from doing it, or else you would have done it like 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 months ago, whenever this idea came to you. And so it could be, for instance, you're like, I don't know if I have enough knowledge on it. I don't know if I'm ready. What will my friends think of it? Or, you know, can I make money from it? So we all have different fears based on different experiences and childhood stories, but it's about kind of recognizing the one that stands out for you. So if you could just change that around. And I always believe in, it's kind of like having a table and you have this belief and then you have four legs that support it. And whether those are experiences, they're stories, things you've seen, but they all support that belief. And so in order to change that, you have to come up with four different reasons basically, or as many as you can that support the opposite. So if, for instance, you were like, I'm not, I don't have enough knowledge, or I'm not ready, or I'm not good enough at this, then prove to yourself why you are, in fact. Actually, if I think about it, I have like schooling in this, or I've done some sort of self-study, or my friends come to me for this, or it's like my passion, the thing that I could talk about for hours. I probably know more than like 70% of the general public or whatever. And you start actually proving yourself the opposite of like, actually, now you're feeling so much more confident and you're able to take action. So that's where I would start, is tackle the big one, because there may be a few different fears. That's the truth. But tackle the one that stands out in your mind as to why you haven't hit submit, or why you haven't hit publish, or you haven't actually hired the coach, or whatever it is that's holding you back. And then I would just challenge you today or tomorrow or whatever this week to sit down and write down the opposite as to why, in fact, you are ready, or whatever the thing is that's coming up for you.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. You guys have heard me talk about flipping the script on here before. And this analogy of the legs of a table, like, it makes so much sense to my brain right now that, like, you, in order to, like, support your other ideas, you have to have more legs, like, and you have to write them down. And I think journaling is such a great way to do that because it's in your face. And we've talked on this podcast before about that relationship between actually physically writing things down and your emotions and your brain and your thought processes. And so can you just talk to us a little bit more about journaling and how, first of all, how you suggest that we go about doing that and like if there's a routine to it or
Absolutely. Journaling is one of my absolute favorites. I talk to my clients in my community about this all the time because it's had such an impact on my own life. But to begin is simply removing judgment on yourself that it has to be a certain way. So I think we have this idea of journaling having to be done or we have to, you know, write it a certain way, or we have to be able to come up with a certain answer or whatever. And so the first thing is just to remove that because you don't want to get in the way of whatever is meant to come up because you feel like this has to come up or that has to come up. So I would say get out a journal, get out a pen, take a deep breath, remove the judgment from yourself and from your book. And in the beginning, just brain dumping is such an amazing way to just get started. Like what is on your heart, what is on your mind, and just see what comes up and acknowledge that, whether it's something that really stands out, whether it's a worry that you have, whether it is something that you can't stop thinking about. But oftentimes there's something that comes up when you just free write. So that's where I would start. But from there, there's just so many other things you could do, whether you're writing out your gratitude and simply allowing your journal to connect you because, again, when we're in this place of fear, it means we're choosing fear over love and we're focusing on what could go wrong or we're focusing on kind of like the future, which hasn't even happened yet. And so if we can connect back and just come from a place of love and truth and connect to what we're so grateful for, or what we've been able to do this far, or find love for ourselves or whatever it is, then we can't be in a place of fear. And being in a place of gratitude is literally like the highest vibration or frequency or place you can be in. And that helps you just leave the journal session feeling so much more confident and better. But from there, I also have some different journal prompts. And it's more so just, again, I've gotten more in tune. And so it takes practice just like anything else. But simply asking yourself, like, if fear wasn't an option today, what actions would I take? Or if my thoughts truly became reality, what thoughts would I choose today? Or something along, if my business truly felt aligned, what would it look like? So I just start asking like open-ended questions and seeing what comes up because sometimes if it was like if my thoughts were truly coming to life, sometimes it's an aha moment of like, oh shit, well, maybe I haven't been choosing such great thoughts or I've been so caught up in what could go wrong or why or comparing myself. And we all get into those ruts, which is the truth. And that's just creating more struggle for ourselves. So if I can change the script around again with my journaling prompt or sometimes just find clarity in terms of this is actually what I desire. I think a lot of the times journaling just helps you actually connect to the truth. Sometimes we're telling ourselves we want this or we want that until we actually get our journal out, connect to our heart and see what comes up. And then sometimes it's like, whoa, I didn't expect that. Or I've had a client recently in terms of what a soulful business looked like, realized that she'd been ignoring her finances for a while. So it was nothing necessarily about business programs or things she wanted to implement, but more so like if she was truly running a soulful business, she would feel so much better about her finances and she would stop ignoring them. And so that was the action that she had taken from there. And something really positive came like that following week or a couple days later in terms of finances. So yeah, I would start with, if you've never journaled before, I would start with the brain dumping just to get kind of connected to yourself, remove the judgment, and then start with gratitude, just simply like getting into the routine of it. Every morning, maybe you write out 10 things you're grateful for, And then I would start to move into journal prompts. And you can Google them or Pinterest them. I also have a free workbook that I can also connect you with later. But again, sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm really stressing about money. So what could I ask myself to kind of connect to that, to a place of love more? Or what actions could I take today? Or what, like, again, what script could I change today so that I'm feeling more empowered? Or if I'm really stressing about not knowing what the next step is, again, like connecting to what a soulful ideal or idea or what that next step feels like. Sometimes when you just allow yourself to sit down for 10 minutes and put on some chill music or whatever, you can actually get a lot out of yourself compared to just sitting at your computer being like, what am I supposed to do? So yeah, that's kind of my take on journaling, but it's insanely powerful to just get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree. So I actually recently started journaling again. I used to journal a lot when I was in high school and middle school, and in college I like fell off the bandwagon. And so I started doing the morning pages, which is like 3 pages of notes. Mm. And the first couple days I was like, this is going to be really hard. And then I noticed I am writing like 5 or 6 pages every day and not like just 3. Like once you start doing it, there are a lot of thoughts that come out. And like this morning I woke up super cranky. And so like my whole entire page is just like all these things. It's like a giant rant. Like I'm yelling about all these things in my life that I hate. But then at the end, like I went back and I like brought it back to myself. And like, I feel like when I do want to rant, I still need to go back and like reprogram all of those thoughts. And one of the things that I've been trying out is asking myself questions as if I was my client or my friend. So like, I don't always ask myself great questions, but if I reframe it as like, okay, if my best friend was sitting here and she said all this, what would I ask her?
So good. I love that. It's so true. And actually to tap into that as well, I think, oh, that's actually something that I didn't mention just because I don't want to like overwhelm people, but that is such an amazing tool, is like just journal out all the crap that's in your head. So it's not always a super positive start to your journaling session.
It's very therapeutic though, to just like,
right?
You're yelling at a piece of paper instead of at a human. And so
it's like, it's going to be on your head or it could be on the paper. So once you like get all these thoughts out of your head and onto paper, you also realize like how silly they are, or like just how little they actually matter in the scheme of things. And then you're able to just kind of move forward with that. Like, again, now write out a positive like story, or how are you going to move forward? What would be like the better story other than like all this crap?
Exactly.
So that's how, yeah, it doesn't always start pretty, but it's always like, wow, I didn't realize I was like that afraid of that. Or like, wow, I didn't realize that was that much on my mind. And sometimes you laugh a little, sometimes you might cry. Like it brings up different emotions, but I love that you mentioned that because yeah, I mean, you can sit here and think it, or you could just get it out on your paper, rip it up and throw it out if you wanted.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, for me, it feels so good. Like it allows me to get it out of my brain so that I'm not dwelling on those feelings anymore. And same thing for like a brain dump with all my checklists that I keep in my head. Like it's the exact same thought process and the exact same feeling, like get it out of my head and onto a piece of paper so I can deal with it.
Exactly. Love it.
Oh my gosh. So journaling, you guys need to start doing it. Even if you just like pick up a piece of paper and write one sentence today, just go for it. Mm-hmm. I did want to go back to letting go of that judgment though. And I know, especially if you're like me and you're very perfectionist, like you're prone to perfectionism and you hold high expectations for yourself, how do you let go of that judgment and let yourself free write?
So I find different things help, but again, it depends on the person. I find different like essential oils. Something that has just helped me, like a more like calming atmosphere. Whether I put my diffuser on, I put like meditation music on in the background, or just like chill coffee vibes. Taking out like a deep breath, whether I meditate before. But it really just comes down to, again, like practicing to let that go. And as you start to journal, if you notice that you're overthinking it, or you are you know, being hard on yourself, again, like take a deep breath and then go back to things. But again, I always just believe like taking that step back propels you forward. So don't force it. But notice, like, it's all about self-awareness. And so it's noticing, are you being hard on yourself? Maybe then ask, why am I being so hard on myself? Why can't I move through something without it being perfect? Like, start asking yourselves those open questions. And that's what I mean by diving a little bit deeper with my clients is you can say that, but why? I'm always so curious, like, but why? Where is that coming from? Like, why is that a thing? And so often we'll start to connect it to maybe something that happened when we were five, or our parents always wanted us to get A's, and if we didn't get A's, it wasn't good enough. And so now we feel like if it's not perfect, it's not good enough, or we're not good enough. And so all these different childhood experiences, although they're like based out of love, our parents obviously just wanted the best for us, they have impacted the way we move through life now. And we have to realize that maybe that served us to a part, like, for a reason in our lives, but in order to move forward, we have to let that go because it's actually hindering our success, or it's hindering the next level for ourselves. So just kind of coming across something as simple as that may sound simple, and then realize, oh my gosh, like, that's why. And then it feels so good to be able to work on moving forward with that and realizing, like, okay, the truth is, if I want to get to that next level, I have to maybe embrace a little bit more imperfection. And I have to be a little bit more open to it. And again, allow this to be messy, allow journaling to be maybe that messiness in my life where I work through it and I allow it to be maybe a little less than perfect or what I've been used to. And you'll notice that that's actually more powerful because you get so much more out of a journaling session when you just allow yourself to go with the flow and just see what comes up versus being too structured. But again, it obviously takes time. You've been programmed your whole life, maybe since you were like 5 or 7 or 11 or whatever, to be perfect or to hold this high standard and to know it's actually like a really good thing. But also, like I said, knowing that if you want to get to that next level, not everything you've been up until this point is who you need to be in order to get to the next level. So surrounding that with love, and then again, just take that deep breath. Whatever helps you, like stretching, moving your body a bit, getting the energy flowing, and then going back to your journal page. And if you have to, go back to it tomorrow, but just get started, and it gets easier and easier and easier as you get going.
I totally agree. The other thing that I did that helped a lot is I have a separate journal that is just for all of my thoughts. And that is a safe space. Like, it's private. My husband, he's been told he is not allowed to touch that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it is there for me and me alone. And so that helps a lot with me being able to open up a little bit more than I would maybe if it was an open journal sitting somewhere.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. It is just you and your paper, realistically. And sometimes I'll tell clients to even, like, when I was saying about ripping it up, like, I wasn't joking, like, just, yeah, like, again, like, ripping that up and throwing it in the toilet or burning it or whatever is, like, that's old, like, that's an old story, and just, like, seeing that, or it's, like, therapeutic, again, like, when your brain, there's, like, science behind it, but when your brain actually, like, rips it up or throws it out or does whatever, it realizes, like, that's old, and it allows you to start fresh as well. So if you are worried, maybe, or you've never been that vulnerable or open with yourself, again, like, throw it out, rip it up, do whatever you need to do, but get it out.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I did want to ask you, what are some of your favorite essential oils for working on mindset work?
Yeah. So I actually got this new one. I was actually given it. It's called Motivate. It's by doTERRA. I don't like do anything with doTERRA, but that's just the brand that I use. And yeah, it's a blend for, like, obviously working. And I find that one's just really positive. It's uplifting. I think it's like orange and peppermint. I also just use orange because it's also like really uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
I also love lavender when I'm doing this type of work. To me, it's just like so soothing. It's probably the number one I use if I'm feeling any sort of anxiousness or judgment on myself or anything like that. Just like literally smelling lavender, I find is like so insanely peaceful. So I would say lavender is probably my favorite overall oil, but recently I've been loving this Motivate one. It's just really uplifting and empowering.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. Lavender is definitely a favorite of mine, and it's one of those weird oils that when you set your intention that you want it to calm you down, it's going to calm you down, but it also can help energize you too, if that's your intention. And it's so weird to me how that works, but yeah, I love, 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 love lavender also.
Yeah. Like essential oils again are like not something that I've used forever, but since using them, I can definitely see why people become so obsessed. I'm like, it's
just amazing.
Like, well, it's just like, yeah, like our senses are so powerful. And when we bring like a scent to, even if there's something like maybe finances really stress you out, if you pick an essential oil that you love and you use that like smell, or like that scent while doing something, it changes the whole impact of the work that you're doing. So all of a sudden, like you're feeling calm or you're feeling energized, and then you do your finance work, it puts you in a totally different space, and like state of mind. So I would recommend that, or, I mean, it's totally different topic, but like playing upbeat music or like an upbeat oil or something like that while doing something that stresses you out.
Yes, absolutely. There's actually a lot of research on how smells mm-hmm. are directly tied to your emotions. And so I think that anytime that we are talking about mindset, we should be talking about the smells and the sounds that are around us, because they do actually impact us a lot more than we would imagine. Like just think about cookies. Most of us had parents or grandparents that made chocolate chip cookies, and that was like happy time. So anytime you smell a chocolate chip cookie, you get really happy, right?
So true. But, I love that so much.
Yeah.
For me, I'm such a nature girl. So I like, again, just the smell of like being out for like a walk in nature, again, it's like instantly calming. So what are those like things for you, or those experiences or those smells or those things? Like I remember in the summer, especially because I live in Canada and winter ain't so hot around here. but in the summer, I love going for like a walk by the water and then doing my journaling there, because I find it so soothing. It's calming. It allows me to just like go so much deeper in my journal. But again, yeah, like sounds, scents, so powerful.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've also started using a specific playlist for my journaling, and it's water, like the ocean waves with piano in the background. Like there's something so calming to me about water sounds and piano, and combining the two, like, I don't know. It makes me feel totally at peace, and like the world is right and all of my thoughts can come out and I'm in a safe space. Like I'm in this little bubble.
Yes. So. It's like whatever you can do to create that safe space for yourself, helps so, so much with mindset work.
Yeah, totally agree. Oh my gosh. I love it so much. I'm so glad you brought up essential oils.
I know. I'm like sitting here just staring at one, and it's the Motivate one, and I put it on before. And yeah, it's been such a game changer for me. I'm like, if anybody like wants one, try the Motivate and the Lavender. And I mean, when people actually have essential oils, there's so many more I'm sure that they would recommend, oh, yeah. But yeah, they're so good.
I have a whole shelf, guys, I can recommend to you.
There you go. Perfect.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's go back and talk more about our fears and how we're going about reprogramming them. Because journaling is definitely like that first step where we're going to actually acknowledge them and recognize them. And I think that is huge. Like we have to start there, but how do we go a step further and actually start reprogramming those thoughts?
Amazing. So I also want to just like point out, if you're somebody that gets really caught up in perfectionism, that sometimes like exploring your fears and stuff too much will just make you procrastinate. So if that sounds like you, I want to encourage you to take action. Action is like brings you so much clarity. And
totally agree.
Yeah. So it's like taking leaps, getting out of your comfort zone, doing that scary thing. So like number one, what's scaring you? Okay, go do it. That's what like I would probably highly recommend. You'll learn so much about yourself. You'll grow so much. It no longer has power over you. Like you take your power back. So that's probably like a massive thing that I would recommend. But in terms of fears is like challenge yourself to do that scary thing. There's no better way to get over a fear than to conquer it. So that's basically like probably the easiest and best and most powerful way to overcome that. But again, it's recognizing like, what's holding you back? What is that fear? Reprogram it, but then inspired action is just as important as identifying the fear, reprogramming the fear and then taking action from that new thought. So whatever your new story is, because again, if you're going to that next level, who you've been is not always going to help you get to where you want to go. So I believe so much in when you set goals, it's like, who do I need to become in order to achieve that goal? So start thinking from that space, start acting from that space, and start definitely taking action from that sort of mindset. So if you want to get out of your comfort zone and it's scary, you need to think about, would I do this if I had already achieved my goal? Or if I was acting from this place, you know, what would I do? And that helps you just get clear and tackle those fears and overcome them. Some of them might take a little bit longer to build up that confidence, but I think then surrounding yourself with incredible people, whether it's mastermind, it's a membership group, it is like biz besties, friends, like you need to have a supportive group that is empowering you and inspiring you to that next level, because you see what's possible and you think, okay, I need to do this. And it's easier to have that accountability. It's easier to talk yourself into that next level. So those are some different things that I would recommend in terms of your fears. I mean, yeah, I could go on about how you actually identify and so forth. But I think the number one thing is, once you know that your biggest fear is, like, take action on it, and you'll get where you want to go so much faster than sitting there and rewriting it and then now what? Take action.
Totally agree, 100%. And I feel like a lot of times we let procrastination be our procrastination tool. Like, it is the thing that is holding us back, and it's our way of maintaining control on the situation, because the future is really scary, and but it doesn't have to be. Like, just do something, take an action. Like, you started your business, like, that took a leap of faith. Like, take another one to go do, like, one little thing off your list today that you want to do.
Yeah, so often with mindset work, people will be like, what's my block? And almost that's the block. Telling yourself you have a block can be a block, because you're almost like, I can't achieve this until I overcome, you know, the unknown. No, not at all. And again, like, yes, the mindset work is really powerful once you figure out what that story is, but fear has such control over us if we allow it to. And I think the people that you look up to and the people that are maybe where you want to be are the people that just keep taking action, keep taking action, keep taking action. And like, it's like learning as you go, and not allowing every step you take and defining it as like failure or success. And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to like go through these big launches and to do these things, and we put our heart and soul into it. And if it doesn't go as planned, we label ourselves as failures, or we label the launch as a failure. And so then we're so much more timid when it comes to the next one, or we take so much more time, or we overthink it, or we overanalyze it. And instead, it's just recognizing like, okay, you know, was I a little out of alignment? What could I have done better? And to not just like sit there and dwell on that, but instead move forward, take action on the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And that's what's going to help you get to where you want to go, versus maybe every month you have one focus, and if it doesn't go as planned, then what? Instead, yeah, just looking at that as an opportunity to learn. And every single time not everything is going to go as planned, not everything is going to be this giant success, but there's probably some sort of like learning lesson or some sort of experience within that that's going to help you become even stronger or more ready for the next phase. So I just really want to encourage people to not allow fear and I guess like failure to define who they are and their business and the level they're at, and instead just keep pushing through and keep taking that action.
Absolutely, 100%. Totally agree with all of that. And I think it's really important for us to, and you hit on this too, is actually journal about like, what is failure? What is success? And honestly, like a lot of times the journey is the success. Like that makes you successful, is all those experiences that happen along the way. So I definitely think spending time on those topics is super important as well.
Definitely. And I mean, in regards to like burning out, if you were going to constantly define every single step you take in business as success or failure, and you find the courage to do it, and that's amazing, and then it doesn't go as planned, and then you allow your emotions just to be on this roller coaster constantly, and it's about grounding yourself and and getting clear on what that next step is, or taking that next action. Because again, like, burning out is when you are obsessing over every failure, or when you're not actually allowing yourself to be in a place of alignment when you take action. And so that's why I think doing the mindset work is so powerful, because when you take that action, it's coming from a place of love, and it's coming from a place of inspired action and like a soul place, versus just constantly taking action. You also will burn out because you're in this like place of hustle 24/7. So it works both ways. You can burn out from constantly feeling like a failure, and that's why a lot of people end up giving up in business. And you can also burn out from just like hustling and not allowing yourself to actually take that like deep breath and working from a space that feels really good. So I think it works both ways, and that's why mindset is so important, and just connecting to yourself through thoughts. And that's, journaling is just, for me, that's one of the easiest and most powerful ways to do that, is, you know, get my thoughts in check and then take my action steps from there.
Absolutely. I love that so much. So if someone's listening and they're like, oh my gosh, Tanya, I am overwhelmed. I feel exactly what you were just describing. I am stuck in this place of hustle. What advice would you give them?
Yes, it's time to like take a deep breath and to do some of the journaling or the mindset work. So I have a client who came to me in that exact place, who was just like, action, 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 like such an overachiever, which is amazing. And to be in business, you have to obviously be, you know, have a bit of an overachiever attitude and to take action and to, you know, want to keep moving forward. But if you aren't actually connecting to your heart, so I would say like start journaling, start meditating, start doing something that brings you into a space of truth and from a heartfelt place, versus constantly feeling like, if it comes down to your beliefs where it's like, I have to work hard in order to earn money, or I have to be busy 24/7, or I have to be busy doing things in order to earn income. And so sometimes I'll ask, like, if your clients were to truly see you building your business this way, how do you think they would feel? Would it be inspiring? Would it be draining? Because oftentimes we're just sitting behind our computer working from morning to night, and there's seasons of life where you're going to be a bit busier than other times. Like, you might be in a launch or preparing a new course or something, and that's, you know, understandable. But if you're always constantly in this place where you have to be at your desk in order to make a sale, or you have to be doing and being busy, then I truly don't believe, I think that's how you're going to burn out. And I think it's time to reevaluate the way you're doing your business and ask yourself, is this coming from a soul aligned place? Yes or no? Does this feel like something that feels good on the inside, or is it something that I feel like I have to be doing? And so asking yourself those questions and then starting to live. So like having this lifestyle where it's like, are you trying to fit your lifestyle into your business, or are you trying to fit your business into your lifestyle? And I truly believe that in order to be like happy and fulfilled, we have to make sure that we are also living from a place of feeling fulfilled. And so I would start again, just like reevaluating the way you're doing business, and maybe outsource some more, automate your business a little bit more, but start doing things that allow you to live like a fulfilling life and be running a successful business. So if you're in that place of overwhelm, maybe start asking yourself those questions. But again, like, how can I make this business a little bit more soulful? How can I make this business a little less chaotic? What systems can I put in place? And obviously Chelsea's a great place to start for that. But yeah, I think that for my client, she'd never really done journaling. That kind of was scary for her because she's always in this action taking kind of like masculine energy. And so feminine energy action steps, like actually connecting inward and journaling, was really hard at first, but it's actually been so insanely helpful for her in the big picture, in the long term, because she's been able to realize what she needed to let go of in order to scale her business, or things that she was doing just because she thought she needed to be doing that were actually draining her energy. And instead working from a place of, again, doing things that actually feel good, and starting to make room for things that are actually a bit more aligned with yourself. So that's kind of like the big answer to the question, but Definitely just getting more in check with yourself and the way you're running your business.
I completely agree. And if you're like over there and thinking, I have no idea how I'm going to fit in time to do this, you are exactly where you need to be. And you need to just like let go of one thing. Say no to one thing today so you can say yes to reconnecting with yourself and figuring out what you need to actually be doing. And I know we've covered this before on the podcast, but I want to remind you that every time you're saying no, you're not actually saying no. You're saying yes to something that is more beneficial, more in alignment, and more positive for you and your life. So give yourself that permission to take some action today and give yourself some space to work on you. And I say this with love because this is exactly what I'm doing this month. December, I let go of a client so that I have more space to work on myself and spend time digging deep because I can't grow and I can't get to that next level without taking time now to work on me.
Absolutely. And I think boundaries is a huge thing too, which can be so hard. And as an empath and just like as somebody who wants to, you know, make others happy. And that's been something that challenged me hugely is, again, setting boundaries and not saying yes to everything, or feeling like if I don't say yes to this person, like, will they be upset, or thinking of things like that. And again, you have to think about, like, if you are running your business, like you actually, like you are the CEO, sometimes you have to say no to certain things, like we were saying, so that there's room for better. And it's not always going to be easy. And I remember one of my clients having to like turn something down as well. And it was really hard and scary because that was maybe income coming in or promised income. But guaranteed, it's like frees up so much energy and space and creativity for like way bigger and better things ahead.
Exactly, exactly. And if you're stuck here, I do want to encourage you. I always like to ask myself, if I was a brick and mortar business, like I had an actual door that people came into and shopped and they came to my cash register, what boundaries would I set for myself? Those are the exact same boundaries I should be setting for myself with my online business too. Except maybe a little more flexible because I want to travel and stuff. But like, though, that's what I think about. If I were a brick and mortar, would I let a client talk to me that way? Would I let a client email me at midnight? Would I do this for this client or whatever? Like, whatever it is, would I do that? And the answer 9 times out of 10 is no, I wouldn't. So then the answer for me and my business is no, I shouldn't either.
Exactly. Right? Like, we create an online business for a bit more freedom and flexibility and income and obviously impact and all those things, but all of a sudden we become like a slave to our online business and we have no freedom, no flexibility, and we're just literally now exhausted from this new business. So ultimately we want to make sure that we're still excited about this business and it's like there's still passion and energy. And I remember hearing this analogy of like, it's kind of like that whole like filling up your cup and then serving people at the overflow. Like if you're going to fill up your cup and then just serve everybody from that cup, you're going to be drained and everyone else is going to have like a full cup. So make sure you're filling yours up and then pouring from the overflow. And I think that's so important because, again, like I want to make sure that to live your most fulfilling life, to be truly happy at the core, you have to be taking care of yourself first.
Absolutely. 100% agree. Oh my gosh, guys, this is like some gold material. If you have been feeling overwhelmed, feeling like you're hitting a brick wall, you know something needs to change, you need to take some action on these things that Tanya has shared with us. Okay, I have just a couple more questions for you. So what is the best decision that you have ever made for your business?
Ooh, I love that. So in the beginning, I had just been told so much about how to run a business and you had to have all the strategy and your content written out and all these different things. And I just don't believe now, obviously, because I've lived and I've learned, but that there's one way to be successful. And I think in the beginning that I was running my business around just like what maybe my coach had told me or what I had heard, and being able to take a step back and realize that there's different things that, yes, are definitely important in your business, but running it from a place that works for you and your personality is so much more powerful. So I think just dropping all the rules of like the shoulds and the things that I think I need to be doing and actually just running my business from a place that feels really good and creating my own rules has probably been like the best thing I could have done in my business.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Mine is actually the same. I don't know if I've told you guys this on the podcast yet, but I probably should tell you this part of my story, but I literally unsubscribed from probably 50 email lists one day, and it was the best feeling ever.
Yes.
I subscribe to a ton, but I don't read them.
Yes. And I just think that we're in such a unique industry where whether we want to call it competition or not, truth is, if they're doing something similar to you, it's competition. And I do believe that, you know, there's enough clients out there for everybody based on personalities and care, like all that stuff. But we constantly have like other mindset coaches, other business owners, other this, like around us 24/7. And I don't think there's any other business where your competition or like similar businesses are just constantly in your face. And so we have to be so careful with what we are reading and thinking about, because we can go into comparison, which then goes into procrastination and doubt and fear and judgment. Like, is mine as good as hers? And oh my gosh, it can be such a time waster. So I actually downloaded this thing. It's on Chrome, and it's basically like blocks like your homepage on Facebook. So it's literally, it's like the Facebook, something like Eradicator or something. I can't remember, but it's like a plugin or something that you download. And so when I log into my computer now for Facebook, it literally just shows me an inspiring quote. And I have to actually like search in order to go into people's and to find things, because I just found in the beginning, I had accepted so many friend requests. I was like, this is great. I have so many more ideal clients. And then I quickly realized how much time I was wasting, and just like, it was so hard to protect my energy because it wasn't always inspiring and people were always asking questions and it was similar, and it was just became like kind of exhausting, to be honest. And I started losing that passion for my business and just like online marketing in general. So yeah, be very, very careful with your energy and just like knowing, like not having too many of the same people. I think like following, to me anyways, I think that's been a huge thing for me, is like, yeah, maybe following some bloggers and following some different types of people, but just constantly adding people with that scarcity mindset of like, if I don't add them, like what if this is an ideal client? And instead just being aware of, you know, your surroundings and what you're spending your energy on. I think that's been huge for me too. I'm so glad you said that.
Yes. No, I totally agree. Oh my goodness. I'm going to look up that app for you guys, and I will link it in the show notes for you. Yeah. I will find that extension on Chrome. Cause that sounds amazing. Cause yeah, I'm like you, I have 1,000 Facebook friends because, well, one, I started Facebook back when you had to be in college to get it. Mm-hmm. And so I just have like thousands of friends for what, 15 years now? How old is Facebook? I don't know. However old Facebook is, that's how long I've had my account. So yeah, I will look that up and share that with you guys in the show notes. Oh my goodness. Okay. Last question. What is one piece of advice you'd give to someone who is on the edge of burnout?
Ooh, I would take a step back and reflect on your business and how you've been running it. And again, just like, is there a more aligned way you can run your business? And I would just be thinking about future and next steps and realize that you have the power to change that now. So if maybe you don't have an automated business, or maybe you're spending way too much time on this, or you truly feel like burnt out, and it's like, connect back to your why. So take a step back, connect back to why you started this business, and get clear on where you want it to go, and start taking like rebuilding and taking steps forward from a place of love, instead of just feeling like, often when we feel burnt out, we kind of shut down and we start feeling like, you know, almost like anger towards our business and ourselves, and we can get into like a pretty crappy mindset. So yeah, I would take a step back and I would reflect on what is working, what does feel really good in your business, and then I would start making changes from that space.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that so, so much. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on, Tanya, and sharing all of this stuff. I really feel like we could talk for hours and hours, and maybe I'll have you back on the podcast to talk again.
I agree. I mean, there's so much mindset stuff that it's like so hard to cover it all, but I've absolutely loved being on here. And yeah, this has been so much fun.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys. I will link all of that information for you guys in the show notes. Tanya, where can we find you if they want to reach out and learn more and maybe sign up for your journaling class?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is www.vibrantambition.com. Everything, my brand is Vibrant Ambition. So on Instagram, Vibrant Ambition, on Facebook, same thing. And then I also have just started a podcast kind of with these journal prompts. So every Monday I release a episode with one journal prompt that will help you in some sort of area of your life. And that's the feminine fierce. So it's not vibrant ambition, but it's that whole idea of just like bringing more feminine energy into fierce entrepreneurs. So that's where you can find me, and I look forward to connecting with you.
And I, again, will link all of that for you guys in the show notes so you can reach out to Tanya. And I will link her journaling as well, so that if you guys are interested in signing up for that free journal, remind me the name of it.
So I have a journaling workbook, which is Journaling Your Way to Success, and that will be on my website. And then I do have the Journaling Academy, which is, of course, more specific to journaling.
Yeah, so I will link both of those for you guys in the show notes so you can find them and get started journaling today. Thank you again so much for being on the podcast. Oh my goodness, guys, I can't believe all of the amazingness that just happened in that episode. On all my episodes, I like to end with a little permission slip for you, and I feel like Tanya gave you so many permission slips throughout this, but I really want you to give yourself permission to take a step back, reflect, and ask yourself the hard questions, because only when we stop and do that are we able to move forward. And I know it sounds counterproductive, and Tanya even said this too, but sometimes you have to take a step back so that you can take a step forward. So your permission slip is just simply, I give myself permission to reflect and ask myself the hard questions so I can move forward. I give myself permission to reflect and ask myself the hard questions so I can move forward. All right, if you love today's episode and you want to hear more, I would love it if you would head on over to iTunes and click subscribe on the podcast. Or you can head over to any of your favorite podcast apps, actually, and click subscribe. If you subscribe, it will automatically download new episodes for you each and every week so that you never miss any of the goodness. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.